From Simon & Schuster Audio.
Not Impossible, Do What Can't Be Done. Written and read by me, the author, Mick Ebeling. To Dad, Mom, and Pamps, you made me possible. To Caskey, Angus, Beau, and Trace, you make me possible. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Henry Ford. Introduction. I feel like the book you're about to read was written in another universe. Actually, it was. It was written before 2020, pre-pandemic. Since my collaborator Phil Lerman and I first sat down to write this book, so much has changed for our species. The pandemic gave us inconceivable challenges. It altered the way our children learn, the way we work and play and interact with each other, how we go to the restaurant or the grocery store, how we get a haircut, how we go to the doctor, or how we go to church, how we celebrate, and how we grieve. It seems sometimes like everything has changed about our lives. Everything except the human spirit. It's been 10 years since an artist named Tony Kwan, known to the world as Tempt, first inspired me to start Not Impossible Labs. You're going to meet Tempt in this book. You're going to learn of his challenges that he was forced to overcome and witness how he embodies the unstoppable force of human perseverance and the incredible resilience of the human spirit. In the 10 years since I first met Tempt, two things have become crystal clear for me. One, everything, and I mean everything that is possible today, was once considered impossible. Everything from bikes, cars, and planes to the computer or tablet or phone you're hearing this on now to the room you're sitting in to the clothes you wear. There was a time when all of those things didn't exist or couldn't be done. It was impossible. And then, all of a sudden, one day, it wasn't. Two, the philosophy and approach of Non-Impossible is way bigger than I ever imagined. Tempt was the first one to fill me with this awe of seeing what happens when someone refuses to accept that they are attempting to do something that can't or shouldn't be done. After I met Tempt, I spent years trying to tackle various impossibilities. I failed and failed again and then failed some more until eventually I succeeded, always with the help of people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?